Hello, Mervin. Hi.
Yes.
How are you? I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. It's almost Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that for asking. So I know that you've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, and she, you know, has been going over the basics of our program. She does such a good job. So I'm just grabbing the notes that she did send over to me. Now, do you have any questions for me, Mervin, in regards to, like, how this works? You know, any questions at all that I could answer for you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, as I'm explaining, you know, the details to you, if there's any questions you have, please don't hesitate to interrupt. Okay. So, in the notes that Tara mentioned here to me, it looks like you're covering all of Colorado, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Is what she put. Okay. I know you're based out of Pueblo, but I mean, you're pretty much covering all of Colorado for the inspections. And you've been in business, in fact, for 2 months. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Very new. Were you doing this, like, with another company prior, and then it was time to just branch out on your own, or?
No. I actually work for Train Pueblo. I'm a maintenance guy.
Oh, okay.
And I just started this. It's just a side business for me.
Okay, so this is a side gig. Now, I mean, is it something that you eventually feel like you might go full-time, I mean, sometime in the future?
Oh,
or just
yeah.
Pretty, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, a couple of things that I was looking at, I noticed that it looks like you have a home advisor listing. You got 5-star review on there. Is that where the majority of your business comes from, or where do the majority of your clients...
Yes.
Okay,
from Home Advisor. Majority came from,
Okay, from Home Advisor. Okay. Do you mind if I ask, now are you on their pay-per-lead program, or are you doing their opportunities?
Yeah, pay-per-lead, but it's a little costly, so I have to cancel that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it depends, right? The leads vary. What has been your average spend? I mean, weekly or monthly on the leads that you have received?
I've gotten 2 leads from them, and I got to pay like $300.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So
it's like $150 a lead?
Yeah. I was like,
oh, my goodness.
I'm going to stop doing that.
So you've gotten 2 leads from them, and it's pretty much $150 per lead. Were you able to at least land a job from either one of those, or?
Yes, yeah.
Good.
I did 2. I don't charge that much, so that's why it's too costly for me.
I see. Do you mind if I ask? I mean, because this is, and the reason that I ask, it's not to interrogate you. I want to see, you know, what's going to be the best package that's going to fit your needs, but also get you a good turn on your investment. What is the average, you know, cost that you charge? I mean, I know it's got to make sense for you, right? What you're spending on the lead as to what you're actually making on the job that you get. What's usually like an average cost?
What I charge is $325.
$325. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're charging $325, right, for a job, and the lead is costing you $150, right, you're making like what, maybe $175 off of that? I mean, take into account your gas that you're spending too, right, and your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
that definitely makes sense.
Putting money up for the taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you're not doing any type of social media or anything like that? Facebook?
I do have a Facebook page for it.
For the business? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. How do you feel about the social media? How do you like it?
It's all right.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you get a lot of friend requests that
I
try to look into before I accept the...
Right.
It's just spam stuff.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I would like to offer you, okay, it's a package that we have that includes Google as well as Facebook marketing. Okay. So the way that Facebook marketing works, okay, you have, it's a business Facebook page, right? Is what you have for the business, or is it like a personal one?
No, this one is, I tried to make it just for business.
Okay, just for the business. So is it under the business name?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'm glad that you have one. Not too many people have started like a business Facebook page, but since you have one, what we do with the Facebook marketing, how it would work is that we run what's called Facebook ads. Okay. So the way Facebook ads works is that we run an ad on the Facebook. Okay. And we can have it to where the Facebook ad will either, it'll actually, when they click on it, they'll be able to call you directly with the Facebook ad, right? When they click on it. Okay. Or if you choose the option where they could click to send a message, they could send you a message, but it's not going to send it to you in a text message. It's going to send it to your Facebook Messenger. Or they could click on it to get more information. And when they do that, it's actually going to take them to your page where they can see more information regarding your services. So that's how like Facebook works, right? With the Facebook ads. So we can target, we'll be able to target your audience and help you reach more people that are interested in your business and your services, right? It's really a great way to maintain your relationship with customers and prospects. Okay. So, you know, again, you know, you would have to have a business Facebook page, as you mentioned you do. And, it's actually got a pretty good conversion across all industries when you do Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay.
So you'll get, we'll include and manage the Facebook advertising. It's like I said, another way to increase your business leads. And a lot of our clients seem to be getting really great results with those. Okay.
Okay.
So now, at any time anyone is on Facebook, right, or viewing pictures or stories, they're exposed to your business. So just to give you an example, right, if someone was searching online for an inspection, right, in your area, then your ad will show up on their feed on both desktop, mobile devices. So the more that your company name is shown to relevant viewers, the better your conversions that you'll have, right? And so the advantages of having the Facebook ads is that you can reach a huge customer base. Your ads, we can customize it and make it stand out to relevant and target audiences. You know, people who have an interest, you know, in your services, people who have it at an income level, right? Or the location. So the custom call to actions, it's a button that's actually on the ad. So either it could be a button that says call us. It could be a button that says message us. But remember, it's not going to be the SMS, the text message. It'll be a message through your Facebook Messenger. Or it could be a call action that says learn more. And what it'll actually do on the learn more one, it'll take them to your website. Okay. And I know you don't currently have a website, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's okay. We do a lot under one umbrella. Okay. Now, dynamic ads, meaning the image and the text, what it's going to do is it will change to make it unique and to give you a unique experience to every potential customer. So you're building brand awareness, okay, customer loyalty, like repeat business, referrals, remarket to people who have already interacted with you, and it's really a detailed analytics. It allows you to track all your leads and actions, okay? So with this, it would include the Facebook ads, okay? We will also get you on the first page of the local map section on Google. So we'll get you listed on there. We're also going to create content for you on Bing. And we will submit you as well to popular directories. So Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, those are just to name a few of the directories that we will list you on. And then in addition to that, what I would also do is include a website for you that we will build. It's Google compliant and it is mobile friendly. Okay. So this way, any, you know, if you have pictures, you know, I mean, I know with inspections, it's kind of hard to have some pictures, right? But, you know, we could put like some stock photos. We write a biography about your business. We'll list all your services, the areas that you service, hours of operation, and even the forms of payments that you accept. And what we'll do is we'll take that and we'll attach it where we're listing your business, okay, the website that we build for you. We also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we will give you exposure as well on mobile devices. So this would include coverage on iPhones, Androids, and tablets. I mean, we're pretty much covering all of your bases. Okay. Now, because you have been in business for just 2 months, I am going to offer you, it is our new in business rate. Okay. So this package, I'm able to provide it to you at a flat monthly rate. And I'm just applying that discount now. So you would be looking at a flat monthly rate of $349. It does come, however, with a one-time setup fee, which is $99, but that is to cover all of the programming. Okay. So it would make your initial investment to get started today would be $448. And then monthly would be the $349, okay? This is, and I'm very transparent, I'm going to go over timelines with you as well. This is a two-month verbal, okay, commitment. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. You would just pay the initial investment, and then your monthly would just be the $349. But we do ask for a two-month commitment because of the fact that none of this is going to happen overnight, okay? Mervin, to be quite honest with you, it is a process, but we work diligently, okay? So in order for you to really be able to get a good return, I mean, that's why we asked for the two-month verbal commitment. Did you need to grab that real quick?
No.
Okay. So with the timeline, okay, within... as I'm pulling up the timeline here. So within 6 to 10 days, okay, we're going to request for Google to send out a PIN code to you. The PIN code is what's going to verify your business to make you the red dot on the map. Okay. What they do is they mail out this PIN code. It almost looks like a postcard, and that PIN code will make you that red dot. So you'll receive that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Okay. Now, with the submission, okay, the directory submission, that's going to happen within 5 to 7 days. Now, with the Facebook ads, you'll actually have presence in the Facebook ads. You'll be listed there within 7 to 14 days. Now, the website that we're going to create for you will be done within the 7 to 14 days. And, in fact, we will send it to you so that you can review it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we publish the website. Okay? So we'll send that to you to review. We also, as far as with the local map, typically what it states in our terms and conditions is that you'll be listed there, okay, in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. Now, I will tell you this, that we do like to under-promise and over-deliver, and I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, okay? And so with supplementing that listing is why the Facebook ads, we're getting them up within the 7 to 14 days. But that is our timeline. And we do notify you as these things are being completed to keep you in the loop, right?
Yeah.
Now, you'll also receive a customized tracking and reporting system as well, because I don't know, for me, I think, Mervin, that's the real beauty of the program, is really being able to track your results. You know, so what we'll do is with the customized tracking and reporting system, we'll give you access through your client dashboard. You'll have a username and a password, and you'll be able to go in at any time and see all the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you received, the location of the search that was performed. You're going to be able to track all the phone calls that you're getting as well from new customers. And any time, okay, that you want to add keywords, you feel like running a promotion, or really changing any of your content, you can do so. And that is always with the assistance of our account management team. So, I mean, we have a whole team here of experts, Mervin, that, I mean, they're here to help you with all of it. And really, it does start with me. I am what's considered the lead on the account. Okay.
Okay.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? This way we can prove it to you?
So the thing is, being new, I don't have the financial backing for that right now.
Okay.
So that's the only problem I've had, because I've had some people call me before when I had just started from Google.
Right.
I don't have the financial.
So do you currently have a... Do you currently have a profile page on Google? Because I was not finding it. Is there one out there right now? Have you already done that, Seth?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. So let's see where I can help you. Okay. How is it? So I want to see where I can, you know, better assist you, right? Is it the monthly, or is it the, or would you say it's the initial investment that's holding you back so that I know where I can help you?
Right now it's the monthly, because I can't. I don't want to put in a verbal.
At the $349? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And not be able to. So.
Okay.
Because I mean, I've done two so far.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I do work, but.
Right.
And like I said,
right.
This is just secondary for me.
If it is the monthly, you know, that's holding you back, because I get it. I mean, $349 is a lot, right? I mean, especially with being a new business. And I'm glad that you're telling me this, because, you know, maybe there's something else that I can do for you here. I'll tell you, I definitely think you're a great candidate, but I also know, Mervin, that you're a new business as well, right? So... Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mean, the program itself, are you pretty content with it, with what we include?
Yeah, I like it.
It's just maybe something, if we could help you with that monthly investment, I think it might be something more feasible for you, right? So what if I could do this? I'm trying to see where I can help you here. So what I can do is, what if I could bring down your cost, okay? I'm chatting my manager to see if he'll allow me to use one of my friends and family credits. I actually get 2 credits a month that I can use towards like a family or a family member or a friend of mine that might want to promote their business on Google. I mean, obviously we would have to have a listing for them, right? Available, but, and I'll be honest, I don't really have anybody in my family. Everybody works for someone or they're retired. But if I could get him to allow me to apply one of my credits, what it would actually do, okay, is it would bring down your cost instead of it being at $349 a month, okay, it would actually drop it down to $249. Okay. So it would be the $249 a month, 2 month verbal commitment, right? The first month, of course, would also have the $99 setup fee. So it would be the $348 then to get started, and then the monthly would be $249. If I could get that approval, would it be more feasible for you?
Yeah, a little bit more feasible, but I wouldn't be able to do anything till tomorrow.
Okay.
When I get paid.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Let me at least get him to give me the approval code, and then what we can do here, okay, the way we can do it, because with these listings, and I'm sure that Tara mentioned to you, you know, when they become available, my team begins to look for a business, okay, to fill the position, and we actually have requirements that we look for in a company. So, meaning, you know, you have to have a good reputation online, provide a quality service, and be able to take on more new business, right? So, so because I feel even in the conversation we've been having, you're definitely a great fit, right? So, I would love to work with a company like yours. The only thing, okay, is that they don't allow me to hold a position. But what we can do, okay, is we could at least get your account set up and we can do what's called a post date, okay? And in fact, I even read what's called a voice verification recording to you. It outlines our service agreement. It says, like, it'll state the date that we're going to charge the card, which would be the 4th, right? Of course, you would let me know what time you would want me to run the card, because I can't run it without your permission, and it would be stated, you know, in the voice verification. So what it would do is make your payment on the 4th, and it would be the 4th of every month, okay? We would do the notes. I would also like to schedule your client interview for tomorrow, because what we do, Mervin, is once we set up your account, we do schedule a client interview that'll be with one of our technicians. We do block out an hour. However, in the client interview, it could take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. In the client interview, they basically cross all the T's, dot all the I's. They talk to you about the website, areas we're targeting. This is where I say the magic is going to happen. It's not so much with me, although I like to believe it is, but it's not. And the sooner that we get you through your client interview, that's the quicker we're getting things going here. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's the best email for you, Mervin?
For me, it's the Wolford Home Inspection.
Uh-huh.
At outlook.com,
and that's inspection as in plural, right? I mean, not plural, singular.
Just singular, no S on the end.
Yeah. Wolford Home Inspection at outlook.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm doing right now for you, Mervin, is, and you spell your name MERVYN, or is it IN?
A-N.
A-N. Oh, my goodness. Well, you have a more unique spelling. M-E-R-V as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me correct that, because I was addressing you on the email, and I don't want to spell your name wrong. That's terrible when you spell someone's name wrong. The first email that I'm sending you, Mervin, it's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, Okay. It's going to show you that the pricing is $249 month to month with the one-time setup fee of $99. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be for a platinum package is what we call it. Okay. And it's going to have everything outlined in there. I also put an example of a website. Now it's for an electrician, but it just gives you, you know, an idea of the layout of it. Okay. And then I'm also sending you a second email, Mervyn, and it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What it's going to do is give you an overview of our reporting system just so you can get familiar with it, okay? And then on this number that you and I are speaking on, are you able to receive text messages to this number?
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm going to actually be sending you two text messages. Now, the first text message that I will be sending you is going to have the number to our customer support, customer service number. Anytime, Mervyn, you have a change, an update, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, okay, you would contact customer service. And we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, okay? So let me get that sent over to you. And then I'm also going to send you a second text message. And please let me know when those come through so I'm sure that you received them. Now, the second text message that I'm sending you, it will have a link, Mervyn, to a YouTube video. Now, the video, I would say, is about 6 minutes long. So when you have time, please make sure to take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and log in and view your report. So it's going to walk you through it, okay? This way you can get familiar with it, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And then, beautiful, beautiful. Now, Mervyn, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Wolford.
Oh, I did not want to assume. Okay. And then, I don't like assuming because had I assumed and then you told me, no, that's the name of the city, then I would have felt really dumb. Now, the phone number that clients would be contacting you on, is that going to be the 719-283-4027?
Yes.
And that's the best phone number for us to reach you on as well. Anytime, you know, we want to give you an update or anything on your account.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, as far as for the company name on how you would like it to read on that first page, is that going to be Wolford Home Inspection LLC? Is that how you want it to read?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're also,
did you need to get that?
No, that's
not
for
too
my,
much. Okay. Okay. I was like, oops. Now, we're going to also have Google, like I told you, send out that PIN code to you, and it will come in the mail. Okay. What address are we going to have them send it to?
1640.
Uh-huh.
Linwood, L-Y-N, Wood.
Okay.
Lane.
Okay.
Pueblo, Colorado, 81005.
Okay. And now, is this your home address by chance?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to hide that address. We don't want it to show on Google. And there's no unit number or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, for the post-dated payment, the card that you'll be using that will be charged, you said you want it charged tomorrow, correct? Is there a specific time when we can run the card?
Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
I need to borrow 49. I'm not being deaf. Google things, but it won't charge it. It's hard to go tomorrow. I'm pushing it up and count tomorrow, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how to do it, but I did not see that phone. I did not see that
Okay. That's okay. No worries.
To the missus.
Listen, I'm the boss lady too in my family. Let me, it's so funny. As we were on the phone, you know, my husband's calling me and I don't answer my phone. Listen, if it's a 911 call, then you call me. But anything, any other time, if it's not an emergency, he can wait until when I'm on break or my lunch. And he's like blowing up my phone and I'm like, good Lord, can this guy stop? And I look and he's like, listen, I just paid for the smog, but how much gas will you let me put in the car? He knows. Well, with that guy, I'm not going to lie. Mervin, let me tell you, with my husband, he likes to go deep sea fishing. And man, if I don't put a cap on him, that guy is like buying fishing reels. And I'm talking like $600 fishing reels. Like, all, listen, buddy, you got a $500 budget. Anything over that, you better get on the phone with me because you best believe that I have those notifications coming to my phone. And he's done it before where I'm all, Anthony, did you just purchase a seeker rod for like $800? He's all, how do you know? I'm all, because it just hit my bank account. He's like, oh man, I thought I changed the card number. I'm all, well, when you get home, buddy, you better hand over the cash.
Yeah, that's why I had to call the boss lady.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, no. Listen, especially, you know, your unit, you need to make sure both of you are on the same page. My husband's done it to me before, and I'm like, and I mean, there's plenty of money in the account, but it's just like, if I'm not expecting it and I get a notification, I'm like, whoa. So that's why he knows. He's all, how much gas can I put? I'm all, just have the login on your phone and you know how much money's in there, you know? Because if I tell him put whatever, then he's like, oh, well, you know, I had to stop and get some snacks and yeah.
Okay.
What did the boss lady have to say?
She said, let's do it. So.
Okay. Said, okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, just, did you want to also authorize her to make any changes to the account other than yourself? We can notate it on here.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So let me do this. Mervin, let's get the boss lady's name. What's her first and last name?
That's Valerie, Valerie.
Beautiful name. That's my daughter's name. My third daughter, Valerie Monique.
Oh,
we call her Val for short, or when she's in trouble, it's like, Valerie Monique, you are driving me crazy. It's a very popular name in my family. And her last name, is it the same?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is her phone number? Because if she ever calls in, Mervin, what they're going to do is they're going to verify it's her by her phone number. Okay? So what is her phone number?
719.
Okay.
423.
Okay.
9067.
Okay, so if at any time Valerie wants to make a change on the account for you, it's going to be notated that she has authorization, and I'm putting that she is the wife, boss lady. So this way, when she calls in, they'll just ask her, okay, what's your phone number? So this way we can just verify that, yes, it's her. Okay.
Okay.
So let me, and then I'll also read that in the voice verification recording, so this way it's stated in there as well. Again, for your guys' protection, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, and I know, good thing I looked back because I was spelling your last name wrong. It's with two Fs.
Yeah, W-O-F-F.
Okay. I had it right everywhere else except in this one spot. I'm like, that looks a little weird to me. Okay, awesome. And then, okay, we got the address. And then what's the name on the card?
Mervin Wofford.
Okay. And that's Mervan and then Wofford. No middle initial, Mervin?
M.
M? Okay, so Mervin M and then Wofford. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just your name on the card, or does it have the business name, or just your name?
This one is being out of my personal for right now.
Okay.
So this is just my
no
name,
problem.
The business name.
Anytime that you want to update the billing, okay, with a business card, just give us a call. I'll tell you, call us at least 3 business days before the next billing is due, so that way we can update it to charge the new card. Okay, if at any time you need to change it. Okay. And then is it the same billing address for where we're having the PIN code sent to? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It is 5275050.
Mm-hmm.
06.
Mm-hmm.
69.
Mm-hmm.
27.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Okay. Expiration?
03/24.
Okay. And the CVV on the back?
766.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you only for accuracy. This card is not being charged, okay? 5275050066927211, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's going to be March of the year 24, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's 766 is the CVV. Okay.
Yes.
So before I read the voice verification recording to you, just so you know, it's a 90-second recording. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well, Mervyn, that we will send to you in writing with your invoice once we charge the card, okay? When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything, and I mean anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor and just say, Nadine, hey, wait, what does that mean? And what I will do is review it and I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that we, before we even process your payment tomorrow, that you have a clear and firm understanding. And then before I do that, I also want to know, so what time tomorrow do you want to authorize for us to charge the card? Because I will also say that in the voice verification for your protection as well.
You can charge it anytime after 8 o'clock a.m.
After 8 a.m. Okay. So you guys are 1 hour ahead. We're Pacific Standard Time. You're on Mountain Time, right? So I get in at 7. So I will charge it, just to be safe, I'll charge it at 8:30 your time, which would be 7:30 my time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'll read that in the voice verification that it'll be charged at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Okay, which is going to be 8:30 your time, Mountain Standard. Okay? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording, okay? And again, if you don't understand something, just stop me so I can review it and rephrase it, okay?
Okay. All righty.
So I'm turning the recording, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Wolford Home Inspection.
Now, do you want the LLC included or without?
Oh, yeah, I'll say Wolford Home Inspection, LLC.
Okay, and I just want to ensure or be sure, do you want us to include the LLC listed on Google? Is that how you want it to be with the LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to clarify. That's why we do this for accuracy, okay? Please state your name and title within the business.
Mervyn Wolford, owner.
And Mervyn, you do authorize your wife, Valerie Wolford, to also make changes to the account when need be?
Yes.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, also just be aware that once you start having more online presence, Mervyn, there might be a time that you might get someone calling you from a third party, right, another company, trying to offer, sell you another type of product. Just know that it's not us calling you because we won't be calling you for more money, okay, other than what you're paying monthly. So just be aware of that. You don't have to entertain those phone calls. Just tell them I'm already working with someone and disconnect. Okay?
Okay.
And then we will contact you 3 different ways anytime regarding your account, either via email, text message, or we'll also call you. So we'll try different ways of getting in touch with you regarding your account, whether it's an update or a question that we have. You know, we'll contact you those 3 different ways. We are aware that at times you might be in the middle of a job, but we just ask that you call us back in a timely manner, okay, that you respond.
Okay.
And then In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And again, what this means, I always like to explain it. We're not saying that you can't do any other type of marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call so this way we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow's date, March 4th, 2022, at 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, which would be 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, okay? In the amount, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal commitment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, once I process the payment, I will call you to ensure that you got the receipt because there'll be like one step for you to do. In the meantime, what we're just going to finish up doing is I do want to schedule your client interview tomorrow for a time that's convenient for you. Appointments that I have available and the times that I give you, it's going to be at your time, okay, are the times that I'm giving you. So I have appointments available 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then I have 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 5. Which one of those times would work best for you?
Let's do 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, perfect. So I'm also going to be sending you, you're going to receive an email with a calendar invite, okay, and an hour prior to your appointment with the technician for your client interview, you're going to receive a notification an hour before to remind you of your upcoming interview. Okay. They will call you, Mervin, from an 877 number. So just make sure, you know, to answer all calls within that hour. If you don't answer the first time, I mean, they'll try again, they'll try a couple of times before they even reschedule it. Okay. But the sooner we get that client interview done, the sooner we're getting moving on things, okay? So it's super important that you keep that appointment. So as I'm doing that, and then we're just going to go over a few notes, and then tomorrow when I call you, I'm going to call you as soon as I process the payment. I'll call you to make sure that you got the receipt. And that only takes like about 2 minutes. The client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay? And you don't need to be in front of a computer, just FYI.
Oh, okay.
And then, now, do you do for both residential and commercial, or are you only focusing on residential for now?
So I do residential.
Okay.
Mostly residential. I can do commercial that's under 4 dwellings. So as long as it's under 4-plex, I can do commercial.
Okay. So do you want me to list both?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's just general home inspections. Anything specific you want me to mention on here? General inspections?
So
do you radon?
General inspection, I do. Right now I do the radon.
Uh-huh.
I do mold.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do that. So I do radon and mold.
Awesome. And any time that you need to make changes or updates, just let us know. We're not going to charge you more for making any changes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I actually found, I was looking for your Facebook page for the business. I came across your personal one. Do you have an actual Facebook one for the business set up?
So that's what was hard because
okay.
I did one for the, I tried to do it for the business.
Okay.
And the only, so for my business, it's actually under my name, but there'll be, you'll see my, it'll say my name.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, well, I found one that says Mervyn Valerie Wolford. I see that one.
Well, that's ours together. Yeah, that's us together.
Okay. But you said that there's another
one
that says Mervyn?
Yeah, it's just Mervyn Wolford. And
okay.
It has my logo in the picture.
Okay, let me see if I can see that one. Oh, there it is. Okay, perfect. I just, very nice. You did a good job on that.
I just didn't know how to do it where the business name would come up.
Okay, so I'll notate that in there that if we can help you. So, okay, you know your business Facebook page, right? So just to kind of give you a little bit about how the Facebook ads are going to work. The Facebook ads are going to cover, I know you cover all of Colorado, but they're going to cover up about to a 50-mile radius around you, okay? But remember, you can target specific audience, income. It can be very specific with the Facebook ads on how we run them. So with that being said, for us to run your Facebook ads, okay, you would have to add us on as admins, managers to your Facebook business page. We're not going to do anything else. It's just so that way we can go in, we can update photos for you when you send us pictures or anything. I mean, you know, if you're sending pictures. But also this is how we're going to be able to update and manage your Facebook ads. Okay. If you're not sure on how to do it, the technician will walk you through it. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm glad that was going to be my next question was if you had a business logo, but I already see it. And then, okay, perfect. And then I'm going to put you at 50 miles. Remember that we can be very targeted, okay?
Okay.
Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three.
Okay. And then it's not required. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process or not required where you're at?
No, I'm licensed and insured.
All right. And then what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday.
So during the week.
Okay.
So it's Monday through Friday. During the week, it's any time after 2:30.
Okay.
Weekend,
so you want me to put like after 3?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put 3 p.m. on or do you want to put an end time?
Yeah. 3 p.m. till, I would say, 10.
Okay. Okay. And then what about Saturday? Do you work Saturday?
Saturday, yes. Yeah, Saturday is pretty much all day.
All day. Okay.
Because I'm off on Saturdays from my other job.
So Saturday I'll put open.
And I do some good. Yeah. And Sundays I am open.
Do you want to put Sunday appointment only? By appointment only?
Yes.
Okay. And at any time you can change this. What are the forms of payments that you accept? Like cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
I do cash.
Uh-huh.
Debit and credit. Venmo.
Okay.
And that's it right now.
Awesome. Okay, great. So I got all the notes here. So tomorrow when I run the card, I'll be giving you a call after 8:30 once I run the card, and then we'll just walk through the invoice that's sent to you. I've already gotten emails over to you, so pretty much from this point, you're all set. But I'm still going to follow up with you tomorrow once we process the payment. That only takes like about 2 minutes just to walk you through the invoice, ensure that you got that, and then you're all set. Okay.
All righty.
I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one, okay? Talk to you
all
tomorrow.
Right, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.